I've been spending my Sundays wandering around Duxbury. I usually have an hour and a half to kill while taking care of some dad duties, dropping off my son for his karate class, and while the sun is out, or let's face it, even if it's not, I find a place to walk. For the past few weeks, I've been bouncing back and forth between the Berrybrook Fields and the Duxbury Bogs Conservation Area. I tend to avoid crowds anyway, and with COVID, I've tended to do so even more than usual. I think to myself, where will nobody else be on a 96-degree day? Ah, standing out in the middle of a field. That's the place for me. So I've noticed a few things. One, there are a lot of dragonflies around this year. I've photographed some of my favorites and some that I hadn't seen in years. Two, there are a lot of swallows around. Our aerial insectivores are feasting on all the bugs that are flying just above the grass tops, or, in the case of the bogs area, out over the pond that runs along Route 3 South, known as the Sunken Forest. Three, snakes can move. When warmed up by the sun, they can really fly. Almost literally, when they get a good slithering start and accidentally fall into ditches because they've been startled by me walking toward them on the trail as they calmly and peacefully enjoy their summer Sundays without even knowing that humans exist until that point. Mostly, I've begun to notice that the first migrants have returned from the north. I expect to see killdeers around the region, for they breed here, but last week I noticed a solitary sandpiper out in the Sunken Forest. That's really its name, although I only did see one, so I guess it was a single solitary sandpiper. It signified the beginning of the end, the start of fall migration, the turning of the pages of the calendar. But as I stood there and watched the weather app on my phone add a digit to reach 97, I knew that these things take time. As much as I could see that summer was fading, I knew that first snowfall was still many, many months away. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.